Bezus Hashem Yisparech, our first halacha topic for today on Daf Yutes is an absolutely fascinating one, which emerges from Pshat in our Gemara, which is a contemporary hot-button issue, which of course we will be able to only scrape the surface, and of course this is not halacha lemaisa, as all of the halachos that we give, it's just to bring an awareness and show how the beautiful Daf evolves into beautiful, contemporary, sometimes temporary halacha topics. And that topic is a kohen flying in an airplane over cemeteries. That has become a hot-button issue here in Arsenu HaKadosha in Eretz Yisrael, with allegations that even El Al flights fly over the cemetery of Halon, and that cemetery should produce a major problem for Kohanim, who Bizman as well cannot be Mitame themselves. What would the source be for a moving airplane and someone inside who is passing over Tumah, Kohen being inside? So the answer is a Mishnah in Olos, in Paraches Mishnah Hey, which we will see that how you read the Mishnah might very well be dependent on our Gemara. The Mishnah says, "Of haporeach vitalis aminaf nefes ein mevin es hatuma." If you have a bird that flies and a talis that is moving in the wind, so then in such a case it is not considered an ol. This is the famous expression of an ol zaruk, a flying ol. How to understand the Mishnah is subject to a very big machlokas. Many Rishonim, the Bali Tosas, an Erevin on Daf Lamed Beis, Chagiga, Chafei Amud Aleph, etc., many, many places, understand that what the Mishnah is saying is as follows. If you have a moving Ohel, then in such a case, it does not bring Tumah from one corner to the next. We mentioned in the Daf Shir, because of the Sugya on Yutes Amud Beis, that an Ohel brings Tumah from one corner to the next. If a corpse is in one corner, in the northern corner, it will make a kli in the southern corner tameh. If it's moving, claim the Bali Tosas, in such a case, it does not have the ability to make something in the other corner tameh. However, the Rash and the Rush go further. The Rash and the Rush understand that it itself does not become tameh, because it's not considered an OL at all. In other words, if someone is flying over Tumah, then in such a case, it's not considered as if he was an OL on the Tumah, and therefore he is not going to become Tameh. Someone who's Mahil Alameh also becomes Tameh. So now, even if the person flew directly over the grave, which is very legitimate possibility if the plane is flying over the cemetery in Chalon, then nevertheless, one could argue if it's an Ol Zaruk, according to the Rush and the Rash, the individual will not become Tameh. This position of the Rush and the Rash is the closest that one will get to finding a heter for an airplane flying over something that is Tameh. Revel Yashiv in his Shiurim, in the Shiure Revel Yashiv that has come out in the last year, in Tavshin Ayin Aleph, Revel Yashiv pointed out that our Gemara seems to be a strong kasha on the Rash and the Rush, and hence it should be noted that even though Reb Chaim in the Sefer and many discuss the Shita, the Rush, and the Rash, most do not assume that the Rush and Rash are not accepted in Halacha. One of my Rabbeim Yeshivas, Rabbeim Yitzchak Elchanan, Rabbi Bleich, has a very broad article on this topic in Volume 5 of Contemporary Halachic Problems, where he also points out that the majority of Rishonim do not follow this Rush and Rash, and here goes, our Gemara seems to be against it as well. Because we discussed in our Gemara that we had Kohanim that described, Rabbi Lazar Rav Tzadok described, and the Gemara says, how could they have done it? They were jumping over the Aronos of Mesim. The Gemara says, but how could they as Kohanim have made themselves tamei by jumping over it. And the Gemara says, well, it was a case in which the mace was probably anyhow in an OL that already protected them. However, since some of the coffins are made with a space that's less than a tefach, which is called Tumas Ritzusa, as we described in the Dafshir, so then, since there was a chshash, which is an Isser Drabbanan, we allowed them to do it for Kavod Malchei Yisrael, running to meet the Malchei Yisrael. What emerges from our Gemara? The Rush in the Tosfos HaRush seems to understand Midalgin as that they were jumping, not touching. If you understand it means touching, then there's no problem. However, the Rush himself, who is the Rush in Olos Pereches Halochehe, is of the opinion that they were jumping over. Yet, nevertheless, they were going to become Tamei. It seems from our Gemara that the Halacha says that you're considered Mahil Alameis even when you're jumping over the Kever, and for that matter, one could ask, says Rav Yashiv, even flying as well. Therefore, there is much room to suggest that, number one, the Rosh and the Rash's position is difficult, and the majority of the opinion of Rishonim is that the rule of Mahil applies even when you're moving, just the concept of Ohel doesn't apply from one corner to the other of the Ohel, but Mahil would apply. Furthermore, Rav Yashiv suggests that the only way that you could answer this question, or one way, let's be more precise, one way of answering this question is to say, like the Tzvei Dinim of the Ohel Moshe, Rav Elazar Moshe Mipinsk, which is also quoted by Rabbi Bleich on page 316, to say that on the one hand, you don't become Tamei, on the other hand, there's an Isser for the Kohen, that in regards to the Pasuk, Lo Yitama, so then he's over Lo Yitama, even though he does not actually become Tamei. So then, again, that would defend the Rush and the Rash. On the one hand, they say you don't become Tamei, but there would be an Isser. Rav Yashiv quotes this in his Chuvas, in Kovitz Chuvas Chelik Beis Simen Samach, where he concludes that you don't even have a Heter according to the Rush and the Rash, because due to their positions, that could only be explained on the Gemara in Brachos by saying that there still would be an Isser to be Mahil Alameis, even if the object does not become Tamei. That would mean that on the one hand, it could be according to the Rush and the Rash, the Kohen will not become Tamei. Nevertheless, there would still be an Isser. Again, the places to look for Halacha L'maisa are, of course, one's great Rabbonim. In the Kovitz Chuvas, Chelek Beis Simen Samach, Rabbi Bleich has an exhaustive article in the fifth volume of Contemporary Halachic Problems. This concludes our first topic, which raises the question of the permissibility of a Kohen flying over a cemetery. Bezus Hashem Yisparech, the next halacha topic for today is the topic of Zaken Ve'eino Lefi Chvodo. Is someone doing an action which is a mitzvah but is normally not deemed in his honor? What is the scope of it? Is a Rav allowed to do something that the halacha normally does, deems not for his honor, in order to help out his friend? The Gemara had told us that in regards to Hashavas Aveda that a Zaken does not have a chiyuv to return an Aveda, a lost object, if it is not deemed as part of his kavod. Why and how it's not part of his kavod, that is not too much of our subject for today. In the second parak of Bava Metzia, the scope of that halachos are discussed. However, what we will raise is a fascinating position of the Chavos Yair, which is quoted in the Pischei Tshuva in Simen Reish Mem Dalet Hilchos Kvod Talmidei Chachamim. And this comes up often for those who are zocheh to be Talmidei Chachamim. Sometimes they are found in this tension, and for those who are zocheh to be close to Talmidei Chachamim, they should be aware that Talmidei Chachamim are sometimes caught in this quandary. The Chavis Yar in Simin Reish Mem Reish Beis, which is quoted again by the Pischei Tshuva in Reish Mem Dalid Dalid in the Halachos of Kvod Talmidei Chachamim. There, the Chavis Yar discusses what happens if a Talmud Chacham is a fantastic musician. He's known as the Rav, as the Merderech and the Tzibur, but it happens to be that he is a fantastic musician or singer. Should he perform for the Chasan and Kala? As liberal as we are today, in most circles, it is quite clear the difference between the role of an entertainer, a musician, a singer, and the role of a rabbi. The question is, there might be a mitzvah of, there is a mitzvah of being mesameach chasan v'kala. Should the rabbi, no pun intended, take off his rabbi hat and put on his musician's hat? His family might know that he's a great singer and musician. Most of the people in the community might not. Should he change his role in order to be mesameach chasan v'kala? The Chavis Yar suggests that at first glance, it should be totally in a machlokis between the Rambam and Rosh on our sugya. The Rambam and Rosh disagree if a Zaken wants to return the Aveda, can he return the Aveda? Could he be machmir on himself? Rambam seems to say yes, that he can. He's exempt from returning it. But just like there is a halacha, and this is why it appears in Hilchos Kvot Talmid Chacham and Reish Mem Dalet, that a Talmid Chacham could be mochel on his kavod, so too, over here as well, if he decides to return the aved, the lost object, he can. Rush disagrees. Rush says what it means to be mochel on your kavod means that you could tell someone you don't have to stand up for me. However, when it comes to doing an action that's not appropriate, let's call it not a rabbinic action, in such a case, he's stuck. So the Chavis Yar starts out saying, well, maybe that will be the answer in this case as well. According to Rambam, yes. According to Rush, no. Interestingly, the Chavis Yar comes out all for a rabbi becoming a musician if it's in order to be Mesameach Chasan V'Kala. And for that matter, any time it will be doing Gemilas Chasadim. He argues that there are two concepts over here of a Rav doing a mitzvah for somebody else. He argues that when we're talking about a mitzvah of a haftal reacha kamocha, I would want my aveda returned to me, therefore I should return it to somebody else. So then if the Torah says it's inappropriate, according to the Rosh, you shouldn't do it. However, there's another type of mitzvah bein adam l'chaveiro. This distinction of the Chavis Yar is subject to great debate, but we are doing the position of the Chavis Yar in the Pischei Tshuva. And the Chavis Yar argues that there is another type, which is Gmilas Chasadim. The Rambam describes the concept, the way Rav Soloveitchik used to say it in Latin, imitatio Dei, imitating the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that doing chesed for somebody else is v'halachta b'drachav mahu rachum af ata rachum. The Chavis Yar, in an interesting approach, and this was what I was referring to when we said it's debatable, assumes that Hashavas Avedas Halacha in V'Hafta Re'acha Kamocha is not part of Gemilas Chasadim. If you take the Chavis Yar's disputable assumption, then what will emerge, argues the Chavis Yar, is the following. Our rabbi over here wants to do Chasadim. If he wants to do a chesed, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would also be telling him to do the chesed. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to do this chesed, then that foregoes a case in which he's saying, I want to do v'avtarecha kamocha against the Ratzon Hashem. No! Here the Ratzon Hashem of Halachta v'drachav is to do this. Hence, the Chavis Yar concludes that the halacha would be that he is in the right, both according to the Rambam and the Rosh, to perform as a musician, even if he is known for his kvod HaTorah. It is interesting to note that this idea is found in Lomdus and in Svara in our Gemara itself, according to some Achronim. Our Gemara had said that one cannot learn the concept of a halacha being docha because of the kvod of an individual for a deraisa from Hashavas Aveda for the halachos of klayim, because mimona meisura, or isura mimona, lo yalfina. The tzlach of the Pnei Yoshua, without getting involved at all, raise that, that point does is debatable, because the Gemara in Bava Metzia, at times the Gemara does use it, and at times the Gemara does say Yisur Moni Alfinan, as the Gemara does say in Bava Metzia Daf Chaf Amid Beis. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky in Bava Metzia and Simin Chav Dalet, and quoted as well by Reb Ephraim Kirshenbaum on our Adaf in the Sefer Shashua Ephraim, learns a beautiful pshat into our Gemara. And that is, Rav Kirshenbaum heard from Rav Shmuel that Rav Shmuel said that our Gemara wasn't saying an objective rule that we never learn Mamon for Yisurim. However, the Gemara was saying the following. When I have my money versus your money, if it's Pogei in my Kavod, I don't have to surrender your money. In other words, I don't have to return your object. However, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me to take off the Klayim, so then I cannot use or utilize the rules of Kavod. The rule of Kavod only makes sense when you have my dignity going up to my financial responsibility to you. And at times, the Torah tells us when, but at times, we allow a person's dignity to allow him not to do an action to save someone else's money. However, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to take off the claim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you to ignore your own kavod. If we think about it, Rav Kirshenbaum points out, that's exactly the Chavos Yair's Svara Halacha L'Maisa. And that is that when it comes to the individual's kavod, when the Torah itself mandated a certain kavod and dictated that he has a certain kavod at Torah, so if we're dealing simply with Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, in such a case, the Torah is maintaining that your kavod comes first. So if the chiyuv is v'ahavta re'echa kamocha, someone else's interest, then your kavod will come first. However, if the Torah mandated that you ignore your kavod, like v'halachta b'drachav, so then in such a case, then it could very well be that the right thing, according to all opinions, would be for a rabbi to become a musician and an entertainer, if that's a kiyum v'halachta b'drachav. This concludes the halacha section of Daf Yutes.